بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد نتائم حضرت موسى عليه السلام the Banu Israel once underwent a severe drought so they approached Nabi Musa عليه السلام and they besieged him O Kalimullah the one who speaks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly make dua to Allah ta'ala on our behalf for rain Hazrat Musa عليه السلام went to the desert with the Banu Israel who were 70,000 or more in number. And he began making dua saying, O my Rabb, send us your rain, envelop us in your mercy, take pity on us on account of the breastfeeding children, the grazing animals, and the old people among us whose backs are bent. However, despite making this dua, the sky remained clear of clouds, and the rays of the sun continued to beat down relentlessly. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah saying, O Allah, if I don't have that level of honor in your sight, accept my dua through the honor of the unlettered Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who you will send as a Nabi before the end of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam, It is not that you do not have high honor in my sight, rather you are esteemed in my sight. However, there is in your midst one of my servants who has been at war with me, by committing sins and violating my commands for 40 years, announced to the people that this person should leave as it is on account of him that I have withheld the rain from you. This is a point of reflection. The Nabi of Allah, who is from the Ulul Azam, from the thousands of Anbiya alayhi salam Allah Ta'ala sent, one of the five top-ranking Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, despite his dua in this way, that in this moving manner, that, O Allah, on account of the breastfeeding children, the grazing animals, the old people whose backs are bent, despite making dua in this humble manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still did not send the rain. And Allah Ta'ala said that from among all of you, 70,000 plus, because of this one person violating my commands for 40 years, I have held back the rains. Ulama say that actions have consequences. Every action has a reaction. One hadith says, إِذَا ظَهْرَ الزِّنَا وَالْرِبَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ When fornication, adultery, and interest becomes rife in a community, فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ Then, by their own actions, they have brought down Allah Ta'ala's azab upon them. There are many people that are making dua in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the plight that the ummah is going through. And our elders are saying we need to reflect that it's not only the Palestinian issue or the issue in Sudan at the moment that has come to the fore. And throughout the annals of history, sometimes Afghanistan, sometimes Syria, Sham, sometimes it was Bosnia, sometimes it was India, and where the Muslims have been going through a lot of torture, difficulty, being slaughtered. So we need to reflect, what is the cause of this? So imagine in the Banu Israel, one man, and because of him, the rains weren't coming. So Musa alayhi salam submitted, O Allah, O my master, I am a weak servant and my voice is weak. How will my announcement reach all of the people, whereas they are more than 70,000? Allah Ta'ala said, you announce, and I will make sure they hear it. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam stood, and he said, O sinful servant who has been at war with Allah for 40 years, leave us, for it is on your account that we are deprived of rain. When he heard the announcement, the sinful servant began to stand, but then he doing so, he realized he was guilty, and he was the person that was being referred to. And it occurred to him that if he stood up and left, he would be disgraced and humiliated before the entire Banu Israel, and if everyone would continue suffering from the drought. In this state he remained seated, but he lowered his head in sincere remorse and repented for his sin, saying, O my Rabb and Master, I disobeyed you for 40 years, yet you granted me respite. Now that I have come to you in obedience, accept me. He barely completed his words of repentance when rain began to fall in torrents. So this is what is required. Ulama say, sincere tawbah. Everybody must turn. Tubu ila Allahi jami'an. Ayyuhal mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun. Turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O believers, all of you, so that you can be successful. So Musa alayhi salam was surprised and he asked Allah, O my Rabb and Master, how is it that you sent rain and nobody left? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, O Musa, I sent rain to you because this man made tawbah. So Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, I want to know who he is. So look at the reply. Allah said, O Musa, I didn't expose or humiliate him when he was disobedient to me. How can I expose him when he is obedient to me? O Musa, I do not like those who carry tails. How can I also do the same and expose him to you? So we learn many, many lessons. As we mentioned, that calamities and difficulties come because of our evil deeds. When a calamity falls, it afflicts the people altogether, not only the sinners. So we should personally repent from our evil ways and should also have an ardent desire for the reformation of the fellow Muslims, be they our family, friends, community, or the ummah at large. We know the condition of the ummah. If you have to just look around, we can see. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about different actions and the reaction. People will not pay zakat, and then Allah Ta'ala will hold back the reins. People will commit zina, Allah will send diseases. People begin to cheat and get involved in corruption. What and what actions and what conditions will come? Because of some of those actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put tyrant rulers over us. People will leave out commanding good and forbidding evil. Then the du'as won't be accepted. So every action has a reaction. And the solution is going back to Him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can understand this and pass this message to others as well. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.